Thank you very much. Boy, it is a great day in Buffalo. And
Governor Cuomo has made a number of public appearances across the state, continuing to promote economic development efforts, just as he did before the U.S. attorney charged several of his former close associates, plus two major real estate developers, with bribery and fraud in connection with the Buffalo Billion and other projects. Cuomo spoke in Buffalo one day after the 9 criminal complaints were announced, saying the programs aren't going to stop.
The Buffalo Billion, I was saying, is not about projects in the ground and 9 individuals who are alleged to have done bad acts.
The governor's also laying blame on the state university system and its board of directors. Technically, they have oversight over SUNY Polytechnic. That's where Elaine Calleros, also charged with corruption, awarded all of the major contracts for the Buffalo Billion and other projects. Cuomo was asked by a reporter in Skinny Atlas, where the governor was making another economic development announcement, how he could not have known what was going on right under his nose.
I read the complaint from the U.S. attorney, I had no idea that any of that was going on. When you say it was in my office, not to sound defensive, but this happened through the State University of New York, the SUNY systems purchasing and procurement process. I appoint people to the State University Board, but it's not in my office, quote unquote.
Cuomo says he's already transferred all authority for contracts to his own Empire State Development Authority, and he's going to announce reforms in his State of the State message in January. And he says all campaign donations from the 2 developers will be held in escrow until the criminal cases are concluded, in case a judge orders any forfeiture of funds from the companies. Critics of the governor's economic development program say there's more, though, that he can do to get out from under the scandal. Former Assemblyman Richard Brodsky chaired a key oversight committee. It looked at state economic development projects and reformed questionable practices in previous administrations. Brodsky says there's little evidence that Cuomo's signature economic development programs have led to a better economy overall. He says the governor should find a new direction instead.
What I'd say is change course.
Brodsky says there are alternative ways to boost the economy that work better, like investing in infrastructure and education.
If he insists on maintaining these kinds of policies, more and more and more the evidence will show they're not working, and he will be forced politically to defend the indefensible.
But the governor does not appear to be shifting direction anytime soon. He announced what he called a major step forward for the rebuilding of Penn Station in New York City, saying his projects restore a spirit of confidence and energy.
This is what New York should be. Don't tell me we can't do it. We've done this and much, much more. And that is the blood in our veins, and that is the DNA in our cells.
Cuomo says it's his mission to make things happen. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.